She tapped the syllables out on my forehead with the palm of her hand, and then she smiled at me. If they deport us, we gonna be killed when we get back home, right? This way at least we got a chance, darling. You better believe it.
But we can't work if we are illegal, Yvette. We can't earn money. We can't live.
Yvette shrugged. You can't live if you dead, neither. You probably too smart to get that. I sighed and I shook my head. Yvette grinned. That's what I like to see, she said. A young thing like you being realistic. Now listen. You think these English people you know could help us? I looked down at the driver's license.
I do not know.
But you don't know no one else, huh?
No.
And what we gonna do when we get there, if I come with you?
I don't know. Maybe we could find work, somewhere where they do not ask us for papers.
Easy for you. You smart, you talk nice. Plenty work for a girl like you.
You talk nice too, Yvette.
Me talk like a woman who swallowed a woman who talk nice. Me dumb. You not see it?
You are not dumb, Yvette. All of us who have got this far, all of us who have survived, how can we be dumb? Dumb could not come this far, I am telling you.
Yvette leaned in toward me and whispered. Are you serious? You no see the way sorry girl start giggling at that taxi back there?
Okay, maybe sorry girl is not very clever, but she is prettier than all of us.
Yvette made her eyes big and snatched her see-through bag closer to her body. That hurts, bug. How dare you say she the prettiest? Me was gonna share me pineapple slice with you, but now you on your own, darling.
I giggled, and Yvette smiled and rubbed the top of my head. Then we turned around very fast because there was a scream from the girl with no name. She was standing on her bed, and she held her bag of documents against her chest with both hands, and she started to scream again.